Welcome, everybody. I'd like to formally welcome all members of the gallery and the press to this ordinary council meeting. My name is Councillor Brian McKittrick. I'm the Mayor of the Serco Shire. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we meet today and pay respects to the elders past and present and acknowledge the citizens of the Serco Shire. I'd like all councillors to stand while Councillor Smith recites a pledge on behalf of all councillors.
As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the well-being of our community and environment.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Are there any apologies for this meeting? No?
No.
Council, we have a resolution before us to note the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 24th of January 2017. As a correct recording of the meetings, do I have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy and seconder Councillor Smith. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Are there any leave of absence requests for councillors next month? No? Are there any declarations of conflict for interest in respect to any of the items on the agenda tonight? CEO, Mr. Bailey, how are you?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to declare a conflict of interest in item 3.1, a direct conflict of interest due to residential amenity, as I'm building a house in the Stretton development. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any presentations that councillors wish to make? No? We have public question time, which runs for 30 minutes prior to the consideration of the formal agenda by council. We consider questions received with notice, first followed by questions without notice from the gallery. If anyone from the gallery would like to ask a question, please fill in the question form and pass it to one of our officers, Anne Howard, that'd be great. Yes? Thank you. Just.
If we have emailed a question already, do we need to fill that form?
No, are you Gabriel Fuller?
That's right.
No, Gabriel, you're right. You'll be given that opportunity very shortly.
I'd like to fill out the form to ask a question.
Yes. Well, we'll proceed with questions with notice. Gabriel, if you'd like to come up to the table there and have a seat and. Hopefully the microphone's working. We always have an issue. You may need to check to see the microphone.
Is that working?
No.
I can speak loudly.
Okay, that's yep, you certainly can.
That's working. Okay. Don't hold it.
Don't sweat.
Thanks, Gabriel. Yes.
Okay. So I'm Gabriel Fuller, and I've been asked by the community garden in Aries Inlet to represent them with a question. And I shall read it to you, otherwise I'll forget. If the community garden 3231 remains in its current location, it will add value to the social housing in Aries Inlet through access for residents to sustainable and healthy food, as well as social interaction and community activities. The question is, how will the council work with the community garden and the developer to design and construct the most appropriate shared facilities for use by residents and community gardeners? That is the question.
Thank you, Gabriel. Mr. Pike, would you like to answer that question?
Certainly. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I might read my response as well so I don't forget some important points. So thank you for the question, Ms. Fuller. So the first point I'd like to make is that this does speculate about a particular course of action that Council might take in the future. So I think it's important at this stage to emphasise that Council's currently framing up a process to seek expressions of interest from potential developers and housing providers on the land that's adjacent to the community garden. And there's a report tonight before councillors that recommends providing some greater certainty to the garden and removes the possibility that the garden is replaced by some other use, such as housing. The report does identify that the garden could have a relationship to any housing that could be developed on the adjacent land, but again, that is subject to council's future decision making. What I can say is that the community garden 3231, as one of the neighbours to the proposed development site, is a key stakeholder, and that's been recognised through this process. So we're very committed to engaging with that group regularly through the next stage of the expression of interest process. Council's got a strong desire, obviously, to see the garden thrive, and that's the subject of tonight's report. Should council make a decision to proceed with a proposal following this expression of interest process, then I think that's the point when we can consider how the community, including CG3231, can influence the design. Beyond the design, there's also how the site might operate, and it's going to be essential for any future inhabitants of that site, whether it's a resident or a housing provider, to have harmonious relationships with the immediate neighbours, including the garden. It's also an important point to make that any future development would be subject to a planning permit, and so that process allows interested parties to pass comment on any proposed development that might come forth in the future. And through that process, permit applicants would be strongly encouraged to meet with and present their plans to key stakeholders prior to an application being submitted.
Thank you, Mr. Park. Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Now, I believe we had a question without notice.
Yep.
Have you?
Yes, do you have it?
Mr. Park, can you be able to?
Yeah, I can grab it.
I was
ready
there.
Title?
The nurse. Can we just have your name and where you live? Thanks. Oh, yes, sir.
My name's Noel Myers. I'm from Point Reyes Road in Bellray.
Thank you, Noel. Okay, you can proceed.
The council is aware that Serpico Shire is currently using a contractor to remove 900 tonnes of clay per day from a property in Port Reyes Road, Bellray, and the clay has been used, has transferred to the Anglesey tip as the use for a liner. This activity occurred 2 years ago, and we have been advised that it will be repeated every 2 years, each time lasting 3 to 5 months. And this activity generates up to 120 trucks and trail on trips on Port Reyes Road per day. Section of Port Reyes Road being used is unsealed, narrow, undulating, and normally has very light traffic. And does the council also aware that on this property it's being used to dump soil from excavated building sites? And do you know if there has any appropriate monitoring being undertaken to ensure that no contamination from noxious weeds and vulnerable waste is occurring? And does the council know of any permits that are in place that will allow the removal and dumping of soil that is taking place on this property? If there are any restrictions
over
these permits and what
time zones. Thank you, Noel. Mr. Bale, just have a seat.
I might talk to that, Mr. Mayor. So given that it's a question without notice, I think it might be best, and the series of questions there, to take that one on notice and we'll provide a response. I understand that a meeting has been arranged. Two candidate times have been proposed for us, for our key officers and the adjoining residents to talk this matter through in more detail. So, but we'll be able to take those questions on notice and factor that into that meeting. Thank you, Mr. B.
Noel, have you left your details with a phone number for our officers to contact you?
Is it on the form?
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for bringing to our attention, and the officers will make making them inquiries and see what's going on. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move into the agenda items for the night. 1.1 is committed to community gardens 3231. The purpose of this report is to consider the long-term location of the community garden 3231. Have a recommendation. Do I have any questions for officers?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have one question for our officers, and that would be, has any thought been given to the manner in which the community garden might be subdivided, whatever, out of the total site area to remain within community hands?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. the concept of subdividing that particular parcel of land has been considered and certainly remains an option in play. At this point of the process, to go into the expression of interest process with an open mind about the proposals that might be put forward that don't include a subdivision is considered to be the appropriate way to go.
Thank you, Mr. Park. Any further questions? Question for clarification, Mr. Bell.
Question of clarification. I can understand not wanting to subdivide at this point in time or put that on the table, but are there other ways that that... How do we guarantee that the land remains within community hands, within council ownership?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the recommendation in tonight's report seeks to provide some certainty for everybody involved in the garden. I think that's the best answer I can really provide at this point to that question.
Thank you, Mr. Pye. Any further questions? Do I have a mover? Councillor Coker and a seconder? Councillor Smith. Councillor Coker, you wish to speak to the motion?
Thank you. I'd just firstly like to acknowledge the representatives from the community garden who've come along tonight. I know that you're all very passionate about the garden, as are many of us. I do stand to commend this recommendation to you. This recommendation will ensure that the Aries Inlet Community Garden remains permanently on its current site, and it provides certainty to a growing number of community members, well over 100, who come regularly together to tend their plants, to grow their produce, to build their vegetable boxes, to celebrate friendship through social and educational events. And this group of people do have a great passion and love for their garden. They welcome everyone, whether it's students, whether it's young and old people, new residents, and others who do need support. But while the garden has gone from strength to strength since its establishment at 2 Fraser Drive in 2010, there has been a lot of uncertainty, and it has caused quite considerable worry to members of the community. The site has never had permanent status, and it sits on a large council freehold piece of land that has long been identified as a place to house elderly, older residents. Now, council is moving, as Mr. Pike has said, to make this a reality, considering ways to provide housing for older people and others who may have a disability. This recommendation acknowledges this intention, but it also enshrines the community garden on its site as an invaluable community asset. And there is more work to do. As Councillor Bell has pointed out, we do need to look at how we formally preserve the community garden site. A solution may include subdivision of the site or applying of a planning control such as a restrictive covenant to ensure the garden will continue to operate with certainty. But I hope you will join me in supporting this recommendation and enabling the garden and the community to flourish for many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Councillor Smith.
I think Councillor Coker has covered the issue very well there, and thank you again to the community garden members that have come up from Aries today. I think it really is important that we actually give some certainty. It is a beautiful garden, and community gardens in many of our locations along the coast do give the opportunity for people to actually get together, to come together with food, talk about sustainability issues, educate the community on how they can actually grow things and learn. And I think it provides a very good sort of community connection. And it's in a great, great location. I think it was put there as a temporary location. We have not, and in the many years that it's been there, and I think we had the 5-year anniversary in about 2014, I think, which was a great event. But it does point to that fact that it brings that Aries Inlet community together, provides a opportunity for actually people to socialise, get to know each other, and I think it's a wonderful asset that we've got. It's open to everyone, people of all ages. It is in excellent condition, and I know that the people that are members take great pride in the garden that they have there. And I think it's really important that we formalise that issue, that we have it there, and we provide the opportunity for whoever comes through to do any sort of development has the opportunity that this is part of a public open space that's located on that site. It is in a, you know, the northwest corner that it's in. It's it might be that is where it actually stays, or it might be some changes around in it. But I do hope that it does actually continue to be there, because I think the pathways that are through there and the way that the garden's laid out is great. So I do commend this to my fellow councillors. It does provide that certainty. It is a great community asset, and I think we as councillors, through our plans, through the structure plans that we've approved, recognise the value of these assets, and we should actually give some certainty to it.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Does any other council wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Wellington.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm happy to support the motion, but I just want to make a couple of points. I know this is a beautiful community garden, and it's obviously, you know, has had a great deal of care and community engagement. It's very much valued by the community, and it's a great thing. It does look to me as though in the location that it's in, it's going to constrain the future use of this piece of land, obviously, and that's a bit of a shame. I guess from my perspective, it's probably a shame that it's not located somewhere else that's a little bit more convenient in terms of, you know, the other aspirations of the community for the use of this land, but that's the way it is at the moment. It does look to me as though the access to that block's going to be significantly curtailed if you look at the block as a whole by the location of this land. I'm happy to support it because I'm realistic about what a resolution of this nature actually means, and it doesn't mean that it's permanently enshrined at all. It simply means this council has indicated a commitment to it, and I think people do need to understand that. So what you get with a resolution of this council is we've indicated a commitment to it, but in terms of, there's no such thing as permanent enshrining of anything in land terms, and certainly this would be a very small stake in the ground in terms of a permanent commitment to the garden without a planning scheme amendment and, you know, without something much more substantial than a resolution of this council. So I think, you know, this council is properly recognising the commitment of the community and the work that it's done and the beautiful thing it's created and the way it's engaged everybody. But it does need to be understood that there are limitations to a resolution of this nature, and we just have to be honest and transparent about that. Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Wellington. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against the motion? No. Councillor Coker, would you like to close? Yes.
Look, I think what this recommendation does, it does actually, well, I suppose what it enshrines is our intention about giving the community certainty, and that we are going to do our best to create an environment where we can have a community garden which is located, actually, I think, an ideal site next to a situation where you're going to have older people living and where they can interact with others. And it will actually, if you look in many situations where this would be seen as an ideal location, it's great for community connection. It is close to the school, and there's a lot of interaction with the school. It's not far from the church. It's close to the general store and shops. It's actually in a very good location. What is interesting is that there has been research done by our officers which has shown that there is no other site in Aries Inlet that would work. This is the site, and I think because of that, it makes sense to keep it, to encourage people to come together, to be socially connected, and to actually produce vegetables and fruit together and spend time enjoying each other's company. So I think this is the first step on the journey, which will give certainty, and I look forward to doing further work with officers on how we can actually ensure that it does stay into the future and that it works well with whatever is put around it in terms of housing, public housing.
Thank you very much. I now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 2.1, Project Budget Adjustment and Cash Reserve Transfers February Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and approve the Project Budget Adjustments and Cash Reserve Transfers report for February 2017. Do I have any questions for officers? Do I have a mover? And Councillor Smith, would you like to make any further amendments to that motion?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor McKittrick, I would like to just make an amendment to point number six, if I could, as it is there, and I'll just read it.
Thank you.
Transferring a net $625,430 to projects from the Asset Renewal Reserve, inclusive of $380,000 funds to undertake pavement rehabilitation works on Forest Road.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Have a seconder, Councillor Coker. Yes, Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this is continues on with our openness about how we're actually doing and funding our projects. The addition of this $380,000 relates to some work at the northern end of Forest Road, where we actually have the road area requires work quite urgently, and so the reason for inclusion of that tonight. But other projects in there allow for recognition of where we've had funding provided from other areas, and just continues on with openness around where the projects are, how we're actually funding them, and the transparent nature of it. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Coker.
Very briefly, I'd like to support the additional item in this recommendation. Forest Road is a very important arterial link from the coast to the hinterland. It's used in the Cadell Evans ride. A lot of cyclists use that stretch of road, and I think that we do need to ensure that the safety of motorists and cyclists on that road.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion?
Yes.
Councillor. Councillor McGregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I reluctantly support this recommendation, and I say reluctantly because I agree completely that the works need doing and that it's a safety issue and we don't want to see that road deteriorating any further. However, there are currently major concerns from people living in the local area with regards to truck movements, and we really do need to be doing some assessment of which are the routes that the trucks should be using, and I wouldn't like to see this improvement or repairs done to this road, giving an indication to truck drivers and residents that this is what we're doing it with the intention of them making that the primary route. Mm. So I think there's further work to be done.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Councillor Wellington.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to just strongly support that. I've had complaints from Moriac residents in Paraparat, residents in Barrabool around just the general truck movements in the rural parts of the Shire, and they really are creating great anxiety and problems for people, and I think we need to do a study of where the trucks are coming from, where they're going to, and really nail down the problem, whether it's speed or whether it's inappropriate roadways that they're driving on, inappropriate location, or whether it's some, you know, lack of compliance with the road rules, or what is actually contributing to the problem, and see what we can come up. It's a complex issue. I absolutely agree with Councillor McGregor. There's a risk when we redo a road that we're going to create a more attractive route and just spread the problem to other areas, and we need a strategy on truck management in the Winchelsea ward.
Thank you, Councillor Wellington. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against this motion? No. Do you wish to summarise, Councillor Smith? No. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. 2.2 is a review of mayoral and councillor allowances. The purpose of this report is to commence the process to review and set the level of mayoral and council allowances for the duration of this term as required by legislation. Do I have any questions of officers? Do I have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy and a seconder. Councillor Coker. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Goldsworthy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, the councils must review and determine the level of council and mayoral allowances within 6 months of a general election. So we're at that point at this point. Allowances are actually set by the Minister for Local Government, and then council is able to invite public submissions before a final decision is made. So that's where we're at the moment.
Thank you. Did it say anything, Councillor Coker? No. Any other councillors to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Wellington?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm happy to support it, but there's been some discussion about whether it's appropriate for councillors to receive a higher increase than is provided for by the rates, and I actually think we really do need to listen to the community on their views about this, and I look forward to that feedback with interest.
I think we all will. Any other councillors wish to make any further comment? No. Councillor Goldsworthy, to summarise your in-depth analysis notes. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 2.3, Performance Reporting 2016-2017, Council Plan, Health and Wellbeing Plan, the LGPRF Indicators, December year to date. The purpose of this report is to present to Council the 2016-17 December Progress Report against key strategic plan, including the Council Plan 2013-2017, the Health and Wellbeing Plan for the same years, and the Local Government Performance Reporting Indicators as per statutory requirements. Do I have any questions for officers about this? Do I have a councillor to move the motion? Councillor Smith, thank you. And secondly, Councillor McGregor. Councillor Smith, would you like to talk to the motion?
Look, just very briefly, this is, I believe this will be the last time we will report on this plan, Mr. CEO, I might be wrong, but it does reflect what's happened over the last 4 years and continuing. It's quite a wordy document, and we look forward to sort of developing something that maybe a little bit more succinct in our coming development of our plan and our reporting. So, and I think all goes well with what we've been able to achieve.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, would you like to make any comments? No. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Smith, would you like to close? Okay. I'll now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thanks, councillors. 2.4, amendment to G21 pillar representation for this year, 2017. The purpose of this report is to amend councillors' representatives for the 2017 G21 transport pillar and the education and training pillar. Do I have any questions of councillor? That's officers? No? Do I have a mover?
Yes,
Councillor Duke, and a seconder, Councillor Coker. Councillor Duke, would you like to talk to this motion?
I'd just like to talk on this one. As a new councillor and also still working most of the time, I found that the getting to the pillars was not going to work with my work time. So looking at the other aspects of the G21, knowing that I wanted to be a part of working with the Shire, I approached the council about changing my pillar, and hopefully everybody agrees with it and we get along with it. Thank you.
Well done. Councillor Coker?
Just briefly, look, it is a housekeeping matter, but it is an opportunity to acknowledge the work that G21 does and also the work that our councillors do in some very important areas, whether it be transport or education, or whether it be in relation to health and disability or art and culture. We all put our time in, and it actually, hopefully, we bring benefit to our community.
Any other council wish to speak for or against the motion? No? Councillor Duke, do you wish to say anything further? No, I think it's flexibility, ensuring that councillors can get to these pillar meetings is essential, and it's a great initiative to undertake this and just change it. It's not brain surgery. It's excellent. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's moved. 9. Thank you, councillor. Item 3.1. Amended Development Plan 90 and 110 South Beach Road in Torquay. The purpose of this report is to consider an application to amend the previously approved development plan for 90 and 110 South Beach Road in Torquay. Do I have any questions for officers? Do I have a mover? Councillor Duke, thank you. And would I have a seconder? Councillor Smith, thank you. Councillor Duke, would you like to speak to the motion?
The purpose of this block of land is for a school, as we know, and there's been a lot of discussion with the council over the time and with the Catholic Education Office and the developer. It looks like there's more discussion going on and we may come to a much better finish and much better resolution down the line. But at the moment, with the reports from the council, from the council staff, the officers, it does fall within the limits of a normal school, and it's at the height size it's going to be, it will be limited to a very small school to start with a single entrance. So I approve to go through.
Thank you, Councillor Duke. Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the important thing on this one is point number two, which was encourage the Catholic Education Melbourne and the developer to actually come up with a plan that's actually going to be good for the future. There are certain sort of aspects around design of how a school sits on the land and how the streets work around it that would be beneficial to actually make this a better site for the future, and I hope I understand we're going to be able to achieve that, and I hope that that discussion continues.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Any other councillors? Councillor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item on our agenda raises a series of questions. Some seem to have simple answers or easily implemented solutions, and some that will require the wisdom of Solomon to resolve. I live in a quiet country lane that runs off a small country road. On that road is a school, a smallish primary school. Most times of the day, there is no traffic, so to speak, on a school road. Between 8:30 and 9:30, and again from 3:15 till 4 o'clock, it's a madhouse, drop-off and pick-up times. I avoid school road, or if circumstances take me past the school, I breathe deeply and drive cautiously. In the 13 years I've lived in Belbray, the school has gone from 152 pupils to the current 425. For the first couple of years, as numbers increased, it was not a problem. When it reached 225, it started to become a worry. Traffic movements, children crossing the road and poor driver behaviour led to the school council working with the Education Department, Vic Roads and the Shire to mitigate the concerns of parents and staff. The solution reached over times are still less than ideal. And, as I said, School Road is a very lightly trafficked road, and the major traffic is the school. There are a lot of schools in the situation we find at Belbray, and the proposal here on South Beach Road, one street frontage, limited on-site parking, some in very heavily trafficked areas that seem to function well without incident. Scratch the surface and you will find the major concern is always traffic and the mix with school children. There are guidelines for establishing new schools. They're quoted in the officer's report. Ideally, school sites should be level and square or rectangular in site. The site should have appropriate on-site parking and three street frontages with appropriate parallel parking spaces and drop-off pick-up provision. Preferably, the sites will be co-located with open space and community facilities, given consideration for the possibility of joint use agreements. Master planning of sites should look at optimising space and suitable design. These are key design criteria designed to avoid the problems that come from history. South Beach Road is a major connector road, and as the area develops, it will become busier and busier, more and more traffic will use it. I note council officers have had discussions with the Education Office and the developer of the Stretton Estate to try and broker an arrangement, a land swap or sale, to alleviate the shortcomings of the site and access problems. Perhaps this is where the wisdom of Solomon is needed. The developer is unhappy with the proposal now that to build connecting roads that were originally in the development plan to be connected roads through a residential estate. I have some sympathy with that position. As it stands now, I could not support the amendment. I think the traffic problems from a one-street frontage are insurmountable. I'm very pleased to hear that there have been fruitful discussions occurring very recently that may alleviate this situation. I hope they come to fruition, but I still have such grave reservations about this amendment. Cannot support it.
Would any other councillors like to talk for or against the motion? Councillor Wellington.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm not going to support it either for the reasons that Councillor Bell has articulated. I do often you hear people say, you know, in relation to particular planning outcomes in particular locations, how could that have happened? And I do think this is always going to be a poor outcome. It's very hard to cap the school numbers in a community where there's obviously going to be a lot of growth in demand for quite a long time to come. And I think, you know, to approve an outcome like this, it's just going to create future problems for those residents, and it's going to be a very poor planning outcome. So I'm not going to support it, and I do sometimes think in my field of healthcare, we do things called root cause analyses, where we sort of look back and say, well, how did something happen when there's something that goes wrong? And perhaps I think sometimes with some of these things, we need to actually stop and look back and say, why are we in a situation where we're feeling we have to support something that's going to have a poor planning outcome? How did that happen? And most importantly, how do we prevent that from happening in the future? So I'm not going to support this tonight.
Any other councillors wish to talk for or against the motion? No. Councillor Duke, would you like to summarise?
As Councillor Bell politely put out there and did very well, talked about discussions going on with the Catholic Education Office and the developer, which, you know, from what I've been listening to, it sounds like they could be very fruitful. I really think that the first stage of this school could still go ahead as it stands at this stage, and hopefully with the next stage. And they know they are restricted to only the first stage until a result has been reached, so I will still go for it.
Thank you, Councillor Duke. With those words, I'll now move the motion. Those in favour, I'll put the motion. Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Now move to item 3.2. The purpose of this report is to consider the panel report on Planning Scheme Amendment C116 and Planning Permit Application 160172, and to consider adoption of the amendment. Do I have any questions for the officers? Yes, Councillor Goldsworthy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question for the officers. If the council is of mind to resolve on this recommendation tonight, can you please advise how long it will take officers to submit the adopted planning scheme amendment to the minister?
Mr. Rowland.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, I have no idea, Councillor. It would be at the earliest possible opportunity, obviously, but I'd need to take that on notice and come back to councillors and advise you of that.
Further question?
Just as a clarification, what other work then is actually required by officers to be able to submit this?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. When an amendment and planning permit get to this stage to be reported to and determined by the council, typically there's very little further work to be undertaken to progress to a conclusion. That's typically the case. I'm not aware of where this individual one's at, but I wouldn't imagine it would be extensive work, but the actual number of days that it will take to get reported through, I'd need to follow up on.
Thank you, Mr. Rowland. Any other questions of officers? Do we have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy. And a seconder? Councillor Hodge. Yes, Councillor Goldsworthy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Amendment to the planning is all to do with the establishment of a live wire adventure park at the back of Lawn. It's been an incredible journey for the applicants to get to this stage. It's taken them over 3.5 years to go right through this process. And it's not without significant cost that the way that this has had to go through. There's been two false starts with this. Then there was a change in the minister or government, so it all went back again. So it has been a long and arduous process for the applicant. So I'm very pleased to see that we've finally got to this position now. And I'd just like to hope that we as the council now can progress this through as quickly as possible. The intent of this live wire is actually, there's some massive tourism benefits. There's job creation of up to 40 jobs within the region. And it's a very low impact activity on the environment. And I really look forward to this getting to the minister as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Councillor Goldie. Councillor Hodge.
No, nothing else to say.
Any other councillors wish to speak for or against the motion? No? Would you like to close, Councillor Goldie? Okay, now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's been carried. We're now moving on to 4.1. The purpose of this report is to respond. The petition received a note by Council at the 22nd of November 2016 Council meeting in relation to a request from the Janjuk Kindergarten Parent Committee to extend the kindergarten play space into Janjuk Creek Reserve. Do I have some questions for officers? Yes, Councillor Bell.
To me, from what I've seen of this one, it appears that we actually... It's been escalated from, is it a boundary realignment? Is there a planning issue? Is there encroachment on the land? It's not clear to me where we are actually going with this. I, from my viewing of the documents I've seen and having a look at the site, it appears to be a matter of moving a fence to align it to a boundary. And I'm concerned that we seem to be escalating and dragging our heels on this, and I wonder if we can seek some clarification.
Can I ask a specific question along those lines, Mr. Mayor, as well?
Is that a question to Mr. Pike?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. I think I understand what Councillor Bell's driving at. The advice that I've received this afternoon is that the boundary is as per the fence line at present. So the request in the petition is to extend the... fence line, the title boundary for this particular facility, which brings into effect a number of issues which have been identified through preliminary analysis but need further work.
Thank you, Mr. Bogus. Yes, Councillor
Wellington. Question was how much land are we actually talking about here and what's the size of the land we're concerned about? So, you know, how much land is actually needed to put a swing in for the kids and in what overall context?
Mark. Yeah. Through you, Mr. Mayor, it's a relatively small piece of land. So on the surface, it's a simple case of moving a fence. However, the initial investigations have identified that there's a few complexities to this one and therefore needs more detailed investigation.
Thank you. Any further questions?
No, I'm happy to move it.
Councillor Hodge. And do I have a seconder? Councillor Duke.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a ex-president of the Janjuk Kinder and my children going there, because of the new kinder room that was built there and the topography of the land, swings were taken out. And it does seem a very simple exercise. However, I have discussed it over about 18 months now, but what is good about it is that we're actually going to propose to give it to a community project candidates list, and I think that'll lift it up, and I think we'll be talking further on that on 4.4. But it is a space that's very important. We all know that and we all want it to be done. So at least referring it now to a community projects candidates list, which is only fair, we can get this hopefully up and running very quickly and the kinder can have their swing.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Councillor Duke? Nothing? Any other councillors to speak for or against? Much, Councillor Wellington.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd be more comfortable if we actually had a time frame for this to be assessed by the community projects list. I get the sense, and this might be wrong, but it seems to be it's going to disappear into a long list and somebody will make a decision as to whether it gets assessed, and at some point it might come back or it might not get prioritised. Is that there's no commitment in this that I can see?
If I can answer, Mr. Mayor.
It wasn't a question. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to point it out to you. In earlier discussions, it's actually going on a list on 4.4.
So your answer... Your question will be answered in 4.4, where it's put on a list of priorities.
Right, OK, but can somebody explain to me when we're going to get an answer that the public understands about where this sits on the list of priorities?
Would you like Mr.
Pike to answer that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. pending a resolution of Council on another item this evening, effectively will put it into an officer's to-do list now. And the length of time it will take will actually be determined by the complexity of the issues associated and the consequent briefings that might be required with council. So I wouldn't say it's possible to put a definitive timeline on it, other than to say that somebody will be working on it immediately.
Thank you, Mr. Pike. And are you still... It's not question time now.
No. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Actually, I wasn't aware that alternate motion was being proposed, so that's very helpful for that. On that basis, I'm happy to support it. I'm a bit concerned that with this sort of process for putting community projects on a list that then goes through an internal process, that they can get lost, and that, you know, it'll just create another sort of a hurdle for communities to get what should be reasonably straightforward answers. And I recognise there might be complexities around this, but at the end of the day, we're talking about a children's swing in public space, and it is limited, obviously, because within a kindergarten, but at the end of the day, it's a children's swing, you know, and we ought to be able to turn our mind to it to work out how to get a swing for a kindergarten, I think. So I'm glad to see it's going to go there, and that means that there's sort of a level of accountability around us getting an answer to this. Thank you,
Councillor. I think all councillors are very mindful of the need to progress this issue. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against? Councillor Hodge, would you like to say anything further? I'll now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's carried. We'll now move to 4.2. The purpose of this report is to consider placing the draft Stribling Reserve Master Plan on exhibition for a period of 6 weeks from March 2017 till April 2017. Do I have any questions for officers from councillors? Do I have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy and a seconder, Councillor Coker. Councillor Goldsworthy, would you like to speak to the motion?
Mayor, the draft Stribling Reserve Master Plan has been prepared through a very collaborative process that actually sets a new benchmark in working with community groups. Rather than council officers just going out and preparing a master plan, then seeking community input and engagement, local community members formed a project group along with council officers, that was inclusive to all the users of the reserve and other interested community members. In fact, the community was advised of this working group, and there was letters sent out to a number of people to encourage them to also join. The Stribling Reserve Master Plan was last updated 18 years ago, and there's been no improvements to building infrastructure since 1985. So that's some 30 years ago. The change rooms and toilet facilities are grossly challenged on home game days, and also throughout the week the facility is used on a daily basis by the Lawn P12 students. There is currently no change rooms for female students within the stadium complex. I could go on, but I'm sure that councillors have read the master plan and a lot of this has been highlighted. The group actually identified the key improvements to initially identify were the female facilities, ensuring that we retain open space as a village green, and the future facilities for current and future sporting and user groups. So just in closing, I'd like to acknowledge the council officers and the many community members for their commitment in producing this document, which is commendable to them, on the basis that if it is resolved tonight, it will go out for public comment through the public exhibition process. Interestingly, if that was to occur, the exhibition or public exhibition will be held on Stribling Reserve on the home game days, and I think a great location for the area to seek feedback would be outside the ladies' toilets.
Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Councillor Coker.
Just briefly, this will be a plan for to take Stribling Reserve ahead for the next 30 years or so. It is, there are many needs and uses for that reserve. The school makes use of that reserve quite regularly, and it is a great space for the sporting groups, and there are, I think, knowledge needs to look at the female facilities, changing rooms. So I think this is very timely. It's probably should have occurred a little earlier in some ways, but it is definitely something that I hope our fellow councillors will vote for, and we can get underway with hearing what the community believes needs to be done and priorities.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion? No. Councillor Goldsworthy wish to summarise? No. I'm going to put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. Now move to item 4.3. The purpose of this report is to receive and note a community building study 2015 year one progress report. Do we have any questions for officers in regards to this item? Do I have a mover? Councillor McGregor. And do I have a seconder? Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our community buildings are, of course, extremely important facilities across our whole shire, and it's been great to see that we've got plans to review and audit, map out and assess those different buildings, because there's lots of discrepancies and different ways that they operate right across the shire. And this first year, and this is just to, I suppose, to endorse this first year reporting of a three-year project, has resulted in us having a team come together that works across all divisions, because of course we have those facilities used across different groups across the shire. We've developed some guiding principles for the use around our community buildings. There's been audited data around the use of buildings. There's different costings, there's different ways of bookings, there's all sorts of systems in place that we need to review and see what can we consolidate and what do we need to have standalone. So there's also different master plans and strategies, policies, all sorts of things. And all of this mapping is helping us to form a clearer position on the use of our facilities, and so that there's some consistency, equity, and ensuring that we use them in a way that everyone can access and make the best use of.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Councillor Smith.
Councillor McGregor's given a great overview of what's in there. The only thing I'd just like to add there is the importance for us to actually make sure that we use our facilities in the best way possible and maximise their use. And perhaps we need to, some of our buildings, we actually need to look at sharing them across different community groups, because not all of them are used all of the time. And we're not that well off as a council to be able to provide additional facilities. So getting the most out of the ones that we've got and really looking after them is particularly important for us.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do any councillors wish to speak for or against this motion? No. Councillor McGregor, would you like to finalise? No. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's been carried. Is everything over okay in the media gallery there?
All well.
Thank you. Okay, 4.4. The purpose of this report is to receive the first community projects development update. Do we have any questions for officers? Do anyone
have an alternative motion,
yes,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Councillor Hodge.
With the one that we've got up there, I won't read it all out because it covers items right across the shire, but putting in 5.1 is the Janjuk Kindergarten Play Space Extension, so that's the actual change, and also one is just coming out for the moment, which we'll be re-looking at perhaps in the budget time, would be the Deep Creek Reserve. So that's the alternative motion, which gets the kinder up and running a bit quicker.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second.
Councillor Coker. Councillor Hodge, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, these community development projects are fantastic. They're right across the shire, so in every ward, and it's great to know that we've got an officer designated to look at these ones that do come up driven by the community. And it might take a little bit longer in some cases, but really we're getting it up there and out there, and I... When speaking to the officers, I'm very impressed with the way they work with the community. They've done a lot of discussion with especially the Torquay Cricket Club, which is up there as well, and the Anglesey Netball Club. So it's great that we've got an officer to be able to do this right across the Shire. So I commend this alternative motion, and let's get it up and running as soon as possible.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Councillor Coker.
I also believe that the Community Project Development Officer is a great move for our council. We have so many projects and there's so many competing needs and wishes from our sporting groups. This gives us a way to have a look at a couple of projects. Pleased to see that there's one for Anglesey for the Netball Club, the Torquay Tigers and also the Anglesey Netball and also Winchelsea as well. There's a couple of great projects in there. I think that these projects are going to have been analysed and now they can be recommended to be taken further and hopefully for funding. It is a much more streamlined process and I think it is a great move for our council. They're great projects and I hope and commend them to fellow councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against the motion? No? Councillor Hodge? I now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Thank you. The motion's been carried. Now move to item 4.5. The purpose of this report is to consider a new small grants program policy, Surf Coast Shire 031. Do you have any questions for officers in regards to this item? Do I have a mover? Councillor Duke and seconder Councillor Smith. Councillor Duke.
With the small grants program, with anything, the easy access to get to a grant and to make it easier for any groups to do it, to go web-based and Smarty Grants is a much better way for our community groups to get out there and find the grants they want. There's a lot of people that year after year will come back and do the grants, but there's a lot of groups out there that don't know about them. This way, by being on that grant system, they can actually understand where they are, they can find them and look for them, and it's going to be easier for it to probably spread a bit further and easier to do the grant itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Duke. Councillor Smith.
This is a great policy and I'm really pleased that we're actually putting up. We've made some slight changes. I'm really pleased to see that there is some element of capital items that can be actually considered, small capital items, and I think this does actually provide good access for community groups to apply for programs or funding that will actually support their groups.
Thanks. Well said, Councillor Smith. Councillor Goldsworthy.
Yeah, well, just not to let an opportunity go by. Just for the communities, the next round of the grants actually opens the 1st of March, which is tomorrow. So,
good point.
It's important that it's out there. It's all will be on the website. Get out there and get the money.
Well said.
And very important that there are workshops for community groups to attend to help them fill in their applications. Any other questions? Any other councillors wish to make comment? No? On our Councillor Duke, do you wish to close? No, nothing more? Good. I'll now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's been carried. Thank you. Now move to item 4.6. The purpose of this report is to present the G21 Regional Strategy to Prevent and Address Men's Violence Against Women and Children for endorsement and to note Council's actions in relation to this topic. Do I have any questions for officers? No? Do I have a mover? Councillor Smith and a seconder, Councillor Coker. Councillor Smith, you'd like to talk to the motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I was quite pleased in my first day of being on the G21 health and wellbeing pillar to go along to the launch of this program, and there has been a lot of work that have been done by a lot of different people through G21, and I think it's a good that this is a policy that we actually adopt in conjunction with with G21. We have actually displayed leadership in terms of our employment practices around this, and it's really good that we actually have such a strong position within our council, and I think this actually goes to reinforce that. The plan is actually seeking to coordinate action across three streams, which is the primary prevention, and council, this is an area that council can be most active in, early intervention, and that's an area that we can play a small role through our maternal health and childcare and through community care, and in response, as that last area is probably not an area that we actually will participate in. But it's really it's a great document. It's a great great sort of strategy to actually be part of, and I think it's important that we actually support this.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Coker.
I think this recommendation does emphasise, if we pass it, it actually builds on our history as a leader in standing up against domestic violence. We have, as a council in our last term, we were leading in introducing leave for mainly women suffering from family violence to take leave. And I think that is something that I and fellow councillors are proud of. This continues, this tradition, and actually trying to actually support people who are coping with domestic violence. There's a couple of interesting facts here, that women constitute 77% of reported family violence incidents. And women and girls constitute 92% of reported rape incidents in Victoria. And it is not an issue that's going away. We have to do our best. I think it is our council's role to represent our community and actually do our best to actually fight against domestic violence the best we can. So I think it's fantastic the G21 have taken this up, and I look forward to seeing how it progresses.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Councillor Hodge.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very quickly, I'd like to pay kudos to the Serco Shire. For many years, our White Ribbon Day has been a leading example right across this shire. It's one of our major events because we know the importance of it, and we've seen figures and stats even of this area. And I presume through your work as a policeman too, you've seen it firsthand. And that's why it's important to have you as a lead speaker on this, and our CEO is an ambassador as well. So Serco Shire has led the way, and it's terrific that G21 and the surrounding shires will probably now really bring it to the fore and try to get money and resources to stop this plague that is occurring sometimes in Australia. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against motion? No. Would you like to summarise, Councillor Smith? No? Okay. We'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's being carried. Thank you. Now go to item 5.1. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the minutes of the advisory committee meetings as appended. Do I have any questions for officers? Do I have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy, and a seconder, Councillor Bell. Councillor Goldsworthy. Nothing to add. Councillor Bell, would you like to make comment?
It's a very quiet month for the hearing of submissions and other 86 committees.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to make comment? For or against motion? No. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's been carried. Now move to item 6.1, Assembly of Councillors. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Assembly of Councillors' records received since a previous council meeting. Do I have any questions for council officers? Do I have a mover? Councillor Goldsworthy. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Bell. Would you like to speak to the motion? Would you like to speak, Councillor Bell, to the motion?
We were a bit busier.
Busier. Yes, very busy time for councils. Any other councils wish to make comment? No. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion has been carried. Thank you, councillors. We now move to item 7.1, which is urgent business petitions and notice of motions. We do have a petition in relation to Newcombe Sand and Soil at 330 Grossens Road, Marlborough. We also have three other items.
Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to let the councillors know that we've received during today a petition from residents living near Portreath Road in Belbray, and I'd just like to table that for the meeting tonight.
Thank you.
It's been distributed to councillors, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And there's other two urgent business items, one being 7.2, which would be the Torquay Active Transport Project, and 7.3, urgent business of item, Winchelsea Netball Pavilion Project. I need to get a motion.
Yeah, happy to move that we accept those.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge, and a second. It will be Councillor Smith. Thank you. Okay, and I'll... yes, we need to put that to the councillors. Those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That's been carried. Thank you. Great. Right. We'll now move to item 7.1. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the joint letter received from Kithbrook Park Country Club residents on the land use planning and public health nuisance concerns resulting from Newcombe Soil and Sand operating at 330 Grossmans Road, Belbray. Do I have any questions for the officers? Do I have a mover?
I'm happy to move.
Councillor Hodge.
Smith.
And a seconder, Councillor Wellington. Councillor Hodge, would you like to speak to the
No, motion? Not on petitions. We'll wait for the debate next after the report.
Okay, thank you. We've noted it. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion's been carried. Thank you. Item 7.2, the purpose of this report is to confirm that an application has been submitted for $5.1 million for the Torquay Active Transport Project under the Federal Government's Building Better Regions Fund. Do I have any questions for officers in regards to this? Do I have a mover? Councillor Coker and Councillor Smith. Would you like to make any comments?
No, I'm fine.
I know it's I know it's quite hard. So we've just had it. It's been a new urgent business. Now, Councillor Smith, do you like to make some comments?
Oh, look, this is the federal government's Building Better Regions funds. Hopefully, we can be successful in this. We've put in a number of applications before, and I think the Torquay Active Transport fits within our themes and plans as a council. So, hopefully, we might be successful with it.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Any other councillors wish to speak for or against the Councillor Wellington?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank councillors for supporting the inclusion of the Winchelsea Netball Club Room in this application. That's a desperately needed project. It's has previously been submitted.
It's the next.
You can move that one.
Yeah, we'll let you move
it. Okay. Anyone else like to talk about anything else that's going on? No?
It'll be good.
Thank you. I'll now put... Would you like to close, Councillor Coconey, a bit of time to digest?
Sorry.
No? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? That motion's been carried. Thank you very much, councillors, for your patience. And your... Okay, I'll move to 7.3. The purpose of this report, Councillor Wellington, is to confirm that an application has been submitted to the Better Building Regions Fund Infrastructure Project Stream for the Winchelsea Netball Pavilion Upgrade Project. Would anyone like to ask officers any questions? Would I have a mover? Councillor Wellington, thank you. And Councillor McGregor, thank you very much. Councillor Wellington.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Apologies, I have got a broken arm and a terrible cold, but I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. I just want to thank councillors for their support on that project. It's a really important one that... there's been a lot of work done at Eastern Reserve and a lot of really nice facilities for some of the sports, particularly cricket and football. But the netball club has got good facilities for playing the sport, but their change rooms are really in very poor condition. And they've been really trying to get this redevelopment for a long time. And it was submitted to the state government recently and was not successful in that round. So hopefully this time we'll get some support for it, and was a bit of a late opportunity and the decision was made quickly to put it in. I'd just like to thank councillors for their support of it.
Thank you, Councillor Weldon. Councillor McGregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Winchelsea Netball Club desperately needs these change rooms, and yes, we've been unsuccessful previously, so this is a great opportunity yet again to hopefully secure the funds that we need to get the pavilion built.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Wellington, would you like to say anything further? Thank you. I'll now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Thank you very much. We now move to item 7.4, petition in regards to Hawthorpe Road. Do I have a councillor wish to move the petition and receive the report?
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
So should I read it out for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor. That Council receive and note the petition regarding Hawthorpe Road, Bellbray, and receive a report at a future Council meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Coker. You speak for the motion?
Just receiving a permission.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Yep. Okay, I'll now put the motion in your favour. Thank you. Received it. Thank you. Motion being received. Thanks very much. There are two confidential items for consideration tonight, and I now ask members of the gallery, thank you very much for your attendance and patience, to leave the meeting, and thank you to the press gallery. So the meeting... I now ask members of the gallery to leave so the meeting can continue in confidence. Can I have a councillor to move and a seconder to the resolution to move the confidential? Can I have a Councillor McGregor, Councillor Duke? I now put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's been carried.
Bye, guys.
See you.